What do we have? What is the very latest on this man?
We don't know who he is. We really don't know anything about him. Here's the bottom line, Kate. Since last night, I would say, early last evening, we had heard that there was significant progress had been made and that they believed they had identified someone who was responsible for this, or at least that's their suspicion was last night. That is the authorities. They've been doing a lot of work in Florida the last 24 hours. Certainly once they discovered the sorting facility where some of these packages came through. And it was during that time they discovered what they believed could be a person of interest, a person who could be responsible, and they worked off of that. We know that there is forensic evidence linking him, or at least they believe, or we don't know if it's to him or her, I should say. There is forensic evidence that is linking this person. There may be images that links this person. So they are working with a lot of information. And let's just say, and I'll just tell you in general what happens in these kinds of cases. When the FBI has someone that they believe may be suspected in a crime, they do surveillance. They sit on a person, they conduct surveillance. We know that there was surveillance, there was ongoing surveillance of a person. We don't yet exactly know where this person was arrested, but this is all sort of started in the last 24 hours, and it's probably going to be several things, but I suspect there's going to be forensic evidence that ultimately link this person. And also, I think they were just waiting to have probable cause to go ahead and make this arrest.